Hey, Wingman Nation, welcome to the Wingman Men's Moment Podcast, and Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Yes, Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas,
John.
Merry Christmas, guys. Hanging at the hangar here with Pastor Jay Dennis and Randy Ferrer. This is John Delaney. Happy to wish you all a Merry Christmas. We have a beautiful song playing in the background.
Mary, did you know?
So appropriate for what we're doing today.
And this is such an important message that you hear. And we're excited and hope that you're listening to this on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
What the big deal about the virgin birth? What is it? We're going to be looking at Luke 1, 26 through 37, talking about the big deal that it was that that Jesus came through a virgin.
That's exactly right. John, thank you so much. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Jay.
Ah, what a great day, and Merry Christmas to everyone. Luke 1, 26 through 37. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Holy High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." A kindergarten children's church teacher had her class draw a nativity scene, and one youngster had done a very fine job in drawing the baby in a manger with Mary and Joseph and the animals, but the teacher noticed with anxiety, and he had drawn a little fat man right beside the manger. She asked, "Jimmy, that isn't Santa, is it?" And Jimmy answered indignantly, "Of course not. That's Round John Virgin."
Round John.
Well, I didn't know I was there.
Today, we want to concentrate on the most important part of the Christmas story. In fact, if you remove this, you don't have a Christmas story. Remove this, and you don't have the miracles. Remove this, and you don't have Good Friday or Easter.
Yeah.
Remove this, and you don't have a Bible. The foundation of the Christian faith hinges on the fact of the virgin birth. Take away the virgin birth and you destroy Christianity. One theologian said, "Next to the resurrection, the most debated and controversial event of Jesus' life is the virgin birth."
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
So, yeah.
Well, good morning, Jay.
Good morning, my friend.
You know, the late show talk host...
The late talk show host.
There you go.
It's Christmas.
Alphabet words there. Sorry about that. The late talk show host, Larry King, said in an answer to this question, who would he most likely like to interview? He said, Jesus Christ. The question he would ask him is, were you indeed a virgin born?
Yeah.
He said, the answer to that question would define history for me.
Wow.
So here is the fact of the virgin birth. Mary, who was engaged to Joseph, had never had physical relations with a man, became pregnant. How? The Holy Spirit placed the seed within Mary's womb. That seed was the living word of God. The virgin birth doesn't imply that Jesus was born in a manner different from other children. No, he was born in exactly the same way as any other baby.
That's right.
It's also important to understand that Mary was not without sin. She is not to be worshipped or prayed to. She is a human being.
And that's a great point.
It
really is. And we love everyone who is in the kingdom of God, but Mary is not to be worshipped.
We're going to tick off some Catholics.
Let me say something because I grew up Catholic
as well.
She's not to be prayed to, but that does not mean we can't honor her for right. being the mother of Jesus.
Absolutely.
And that's the part that I think some other religions miss a little bit.
Yes.
Definitely can raise her up and honor for
sure.
She was chosen
yes.
as the mother. So, yes, but praying to and all of that, she doesn't have any power to give us anything other than
no.
she was the mother of Jesus.
And I think that would break her heart.
Yes. But we move forward.
We do.
So today from God's Word, let's view the big deal about the virgin birth of Jesus, because
yeah.
it was a big deal, and
yeah.
people don't talk too much about it. So
mm-hmm.
as you said earlier, J1, if Jesus was not born of a virgin, the Bible would not be inspired, infallible Word of God.
Yep.
In fact, 22 of the 66 books of the Bible would be unreliable, since 22 speak of the virgin birth. 22
yeah.
of the books of the Bible. Here are just a few. Genesis 3:15, Isaiah 7:14 and 15, and Matthew 1:23. It says, by the way, in Matthew, the word virgin means one who has known only sexual abstinence.
Yes.
It can't mean anything else. So to deny the virgin birth is to deny the truth of God's word.
Right.
And if the virgin birth is false, as you said earlier, Jay, the Bible
yeah.
is robbed of its authority. And if that happens, every issue is undermined as well.
That's right.
Now, the Bible is not a cafeteria where you pick and choose that which you believe, but you open it up and you believe it, even if you don't understand it.
That's it.
That's
and
faith.
We're not going to understand everything,
Good.
But we know it's God's word, and we share that.
Yes, we share that.
Well, look at number two. If Jesus was not born of a virgin, he could not have been sinless.
Yes.
So the sin nature that every one of us has is passed down not from the mother, but from the father, of course.
You bad boys.
Since the sin nature is passed down from the father, and if Jesus' father was God, who is sinless, then he has no sin nature. He is perfect, spotless, without blemish, and unstained. Romans 5:12 and 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
Amen.
What happened on the cross, your sin being placed upon Jesus Christ, was dependent upon what happened at his conception. So if Jesus wasn't absolutely, completely perfect, he would not have had the power to forgive our sin. But look at number three. If Jesus was not born of a virgin, he becomes the son of Joseph, not the son of God.
Mm.
Would that have made him bad? No, not at all. It would, however, have made him human
right.
only, and that would have meant him being sinful. If Joseph was his father, Jesus becomes the natural child of sinful parents, and that rules out his preexistence. Jesus was born, but prior to being born, he always existed.
Right.
He was there before the world began. In fact, he created the world, Colossians 1:15 through 17. He could not be the second person of the Trinity. He could not have been the eternal God. There would be no Holy Spirit to come. Without the Holy Spirit, there would be no salvation, since he is the one who brings you to salvation, brings you to Jesus Christ.
Yes. And it took someone who was eternal, who could go back in time and deal with our past sins, and go forward in time to deal with our future sins, yet live in our hearts right now.
Yes.
Jesus went back to our future and undid our past sins. So, it's hard to even
Great
bring
point.
Words to that one.
Because you think about it, if we could stop sinning right now and never sin again, well, that's amazing. Nobody can do that, but that'd be amazing. But the problem is you can't go back in time
right.
and undo your past sins.
Right.
Only Jesus was the time traveler.
Yes, and he can forgive all those sins. In the
yes.
And that's what he does. So, number four, if Jesus was not born of a virgin, Mary's character then becomes questionable.
Yeah.
You know, the Bible says that Mary was favored of God. It says it in Luke.
Yes.
Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Pow. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God." Favored means that she has the Lord's presence, help and protection. Mm-hmm. God chose her as an example, the model of what every woman should be like. Mary was pure. God uses pure people. In fact, Mary's son would later say, "The pure in heart shall see God."
Yes.
Mary was kind. She had a sweet spirit. She had a willing spirit to do anything God told her to do. We see that in Luke as well. So it's not that she was going to become all things. She was living these things. Yeah. God chose to use Mary because of her heart and her holiness. Mm-hmm. And it says in Scripture, God always sees our heart.
Yes.
And he finds those already doing his will in the ordinary routine days and chooses to use them to change the world. And yes, that's what he did with Mary. But if Mary wasn't a virgin, she becomes not an example of purity, but she becomes a woman of questionable reputation.
Right.
It unravels the whole premise that God chooses and uses holy people.
That's a great point, too. Number five, if Jesus was not born of a virgin, every other miracle is in doubt. Why? Because you have denied the supernatural element. The bottom line is, could God do it? Does he have all power to make a virgin conceive? When someone denies or questions the virgin birth of Christ, he is casting doubt on God's ability. If God couldn't pull off the virgin birth, then he is powerless to perform the other miracles as well. But there's a last thing here. If Jesus was not born of a virgin, he's not God. The only way Jesus could be God is if he was born of a virgin. Jesus had to have a human mother to be human, but he had to have God as his father to be God. But he was born of a virgin. The Bible is true. Jesus is the sinless Son of God. Jesus is eternal God. Mary was not immoral. Jesus is fully human, but he's also fully God. Jesus died on the cross for the sin of the world. He rose bodily, literally from the dead, ascended to God the Father. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus is coming again. Jesus wins. Why? All because of the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Yeah. So never discount the power of the virgin birth.
Amen. So about 500 years before Jesus was born, a man named Buddha came along. He established the religion we all know as Buddhism, right? Mm-hmm. And many people gathered around him and tried to live by these Buddhist teachings. But before he was born, nobody ever said, "Hey, somebody's going to come along and he will come from this or that family. These are going to be his credentials, and this is how you'll know he is the one who says he was," right? No one's ever said
right.
that. Muhammad was born 500 years after Christ. He established a religion we now call Islam, and many people gathered around him and tried to live by his teachings. But before he was born, guess what? Nobody ever said, "Hey, somebody's coming along, and he will come from this or that family, and these are going to be his credentials, and it wasn't recorded anywhere, and this is how you'll know he is the one who he says he is."
That's right.
But when Jesus came, he didn't just pop up in history and say, "Hey, I have a great idea." Long before Jesus was born, God put his stamp of approval on him so that we can know that the Old Testament looked forward to the birth of the one little boy in Bethlehem. It
Amen.
Is all over the Old Testament.
It is.
I mean, how many prophecies are there that Jesus fulfilled in the Old Testament?
Over 300 that we know.
And I don't know how you can deny such a thing when you're reading the Old Testament that he fulfilled over 300 of them.
He did. And imagine, even if he fulfilled 8 of those, that would be astronomical that one person could do
that. Exactly.
So he was prophesied very specifically. Even the name of the place where he would be born, Micah said, would be in Bethlehem. So all of this because of this little boy that was born in Bethlehem.
As from a virgin mom.
From a virgin mom.
That was also Old Testament predicted.
Right. Because of the virgin birth, we'll end with this. Jesus was born older than his mother and the same age as his father. Think about that. He was born older than his mother and the same age as his father.
Interesting.
Only Jesus could do that. Brought to us by the virgin birth.
Yes. And because of that, one child's birth miracles have taken place in the lives of millions of men and women.
And how do you explain that? Mm-hmm. When someone encounters Jesus, they are transformed. Only
so true.
Jesus Christ could do that. And we want to leave you with that. On this Christmas day, Jesus was born of a virgin, but friend, he didn't just stay a baby. He grew up, lived a perfect life, went to the cross, died on that cross, and rose from the dead, ascended to God the Father, and is coming again. We leave you with this great news. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Wingman out. The Wingman Men's Moment podcast is brought to you courtesy of the Wingman Nation Men's Ministry. Visit us at wingmannation.com.